Israel's far-right National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir is once again facing widespread condemnation, this time for a video he's posted on social media. In the video captioned "Welcome to Israel," he's seen taunting some of the more than 400 activists who were on board the Global Samud Flotilla, which includes 11 Australians. They've been detained by Israel for trying to break its almost two-decade-long maritime blockade of Gaza. The stunt has prompted backlash from foreign governments and even Mr. Ben-Gvir's own. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his actions are not in line with Israel's values. But it's nothing new from the firebrand politician. Itamar Ben-Gvir leads the Jewish Power Party and is part of Mr. Netanyahu's coalition government. Like many in his political movement, Itamar Ben-Gvir is a settler. He lives in a settlement deemed illegal under international law alongside the Palestinian city of Hebron. His political career has been marked by controversy. He's been sanctioned by countries including Australia alongside fellow far-right minister Bezalel Smotrich for inciting violence against Palestinians and promoting their displacement. Mr. Ben-Gvir also has a history of legal issues. He's been convicted of inciting racism and supporting a terrorist organisation and has been barred from military service due to his extreme views. He's been involved in several provocative incidents, such as visiting the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, where worship is restricted to only Muslims, sparking condemnation from Palestinian and Arab leaders. Lately, he's championed legislation imposing the death penalty on Palestinians and only Palestinians convicted of attacks through Israel's military court system, which is where Palestinians in places like the occupied West Bank are tried. It's been widely condemned by lawyers and human rights monitors as establishing an apartheid legal system. He also reportedly kept a framed portrait in his home of an American-Israeli man who massacred 29 Palestinians inside the Cave of the Patriarchs in Hebron in 1994. But despite all of this, Itamar Ben-Gvir has risen to a significant position within the Israeli government, overseeing the police force and advocating for the expansion of Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank.